You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to EastCon 2024. We're excited to have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let him tell us who he is and what school he's from. So here we go.
Hey, I am Cody, and I am from the Russellville High School.
Awesome, Cody. So tell us what's going on with you here at East in your school, Russellville High.
Russellville has been working very hard on various different projects. One of the most biggest projects that we've had this year, I would say, would be the ArcGIS project, where we have taken... There are a lot of graveyards in Russellville, and like there's a whole lot of graves in the graveyards, as there would be, you know?
Yeah.
And we've been mapping them out. We've been using ArcGIS to map out the graveyards. We would include many things about the graves to help people, one, find out where the grave is, but also, two, what is on the grave. So if I can recall correctly, we have where the grave is located, we have if the grave is standing or laying flat on the ground, we have time of birth, we have time of death, we have name, of course, first and last, and we also have if they have any military or any other special things on their grave, and it ties into other projects. For example, you know, when a grave is laying flat on the ground, it's not always going to be so clean and nice as every grave. You know, there's going to be moss, dirt, whatnot. So we 3D printed a scraper to scrape off the moss and dirt, because you don't want to do that with your hand at all.
Yeah, that's true. That sounds like a great one. And you know, you're right. That helps so many people. It helps families. It helps historical societies. So the community. So I bet that's been a really cool project for you guys to take on.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't been too involved in it, but I've heard like many great things, like cool, amazing things about it. I'm certainly going to attempt to join the project next year.
Yeah. So what projects have you been working on?
Me, I have been making teacher aid tags. There's teacher aids in our school, you know, to help out teachers, you know, as their name implies. And, you know, it's not always easy to identify that, hey, this random student walking through the hallway, are they doing what they're supposed to? Uh-oh, get them in trouble. Yeah. Maybe not. we've been making tags. I've been making tags. One of my fellow classmates, Rainey, has been taking pictures of the teacher aides, and I have been going into Photoshop and making several tags. If I had to guess, a rough estimate would be 267 tags I've made this year.
Wow.
That's a lot of teacher aides.
Yes.
Are they losing these tags too?
They aren't losing these tags, thankfully. Unfortunately, though, I'm not seeing them being used as much as I'd love them for it to be. Mm-hmm. I've boiled it down to where I can get it made really quickly. I've made a template in Photoshop where it's a black border. It has, in the bottom right, the gear of the school that we're currently in, 23-24, you know, and we got the school logo, a cyclone, which is Russellville's logo, and our character, whatever, and then above that we have the teacher name, so like let's say Miss Wachowski or whatnot, so say Miss Wachowski, and then above that we have the student name, let's say John Student. And, you know, John Student would have his name there, and then we'd have a picture of John Student right above his name.
Yeah.
And, yeah, sit there, nice. We would print it out, and then we'd put it through a laminator, put it into, and get a lanyard on it, and then give it to the teacher.
That's cool.
So how are the names turned into you? How do you collect the names of all of these 200-plus aides?
Fortunately, they were all written down somehow, some way, probably put into a system, and I was delivered a spreadsheet, long spreadsheet to work with. And, yeah, I would then, thankfully, Rainey has the ability somehow to tell who is who and give me the names of the people I need. There were a couple of mix-ups. I didn't always give everyone the right name.
Sure, it happens.
There's one time that we had trouble pulling a kid out of his class to get his picture. So one day during third period, I went on this wild goose chase to go find him, and it took forever for me to get him so I could get his picture. But I got his picture, and I got his tag made.
You're like, I will hunt you down and get your picture.
Exactly.
You had to straddle the line between doing your job and being paparazzi.
Exactly. Actually, while I was doing that, there were multiple people in the hallway who stopped me and was like, "Yo, can you take my picture?" And I was like, "Sure, I'll do it." I don't know if my East facilitator would have been happy with me taking random pictures of people in the hallway, but I did it and I sent it to them. I forgot to delete the pictures off the micro SD card, so they're on the micro SD card.
So you became freelance photo guy.
I guess I did.
So did you like working with Photoshop?
Yeah, I do quite like working with Photoshop. It's not my only thing. Not every East kid has one thing. Majority of East kids are able to work in multiple things.
Yeah,
for example, me this year, I've been getting more and more into 3D printing.
Yeah.
Which, unfortunately, I haven't been able to do any 3D printing for the school, but there's a kid in my class who does... or has been getting into 3D printing. I've been helping him through the process.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool, man. So having a great time at East Conference?
Yes, I am. I wasn't always a part of Russellville. I used to be a part of Omaha High School, and I moved away.
Yeah.
Because various reasons. But now coming here to East Conference, I can see him in person again. I can say hello. I get to hang out with new friends and old friends. It's great.
That's awesome, man. Hey, well, Cody, thanks for coming and sitting down with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.